ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् तन्नो दुर्गः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो वी जस्ट स्टार्टेड द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ बृहदारण्यकम द फोर्थ ब्राह्मणम वी आर सीइंग द टेंथ मंत्र वी ऑलरेडी वी हैव सीन द एइथ मंत्र एंड द नाइन्थ मंत्र एंड वी आर सीइंग द टेंथ मंत्र द एइथ मंत्र how atma is the only source of happiness, therefore atma is the dearest and atma is the most loved. Therefore whoever loves anything in the world, that love is actually for one's own self. Love for one's own self is also love for actually happiness. If one's own self is not the source of happiness, then one wouldn't have loved one's own self also. So what is loved by actually, what is wanted, what is sought after by everyone is this happiness implied by the term moksha. That is why moksha is always defined as the absolute end. And here, atma is the only source of happiness. Atma is the only source of pleasure also. Therefore, Atma is the most loved. That was established in the 8th mantra we saw. Then the 9th mantra, it was said, whoever knows Brahman becomes everything. If whoever knows Brahman becomes everything means, then the next question comes, so Brahman became everything, how did Brahman become everything? So, what did Brahman know to become everything was the question. That question was raised in the 9th mantra. What is that by knowing Brahman one becomes everything means, what is that Brahman knew for Brahman to become everything? And there the question comes, Brahman did not know anything at all to become everything. If you say, no, Brahman did not know anything to become everything, if we say, then we may have the wrong understanding. We also need not know anything to become everything. So we will not make any efforts to know Brahman, isn't it? With the whole effort of Brahma Vidya, Brahma Jnanam. So the whole life is lived, the Shastra is studied as a Pramanam. For what? For knowing Brahman. So the Shastra will become useless, the study will be meaningless. We won't even study. We won't need to pursue any knowledge. Why? Without knowing anything, but the Brahman has become everything. So that will be a wrong understanding. Therefore, we cannot say without knowing any, Brahman did not know anything to become everything. If we say Brahman knew something else in order to become everything. If you say, then what is that Brahman knew to become everything? If you say, and again what now? So it will result in infinite regression. The problem is called anavastha dosha will be there. You have to give something else, isn't it? What is that Brahman knew? And what is that thing knew to become everything, isn't it? It'll be endless. Therefore, finally, what is that answer acceptable is Brahman knew itself. Brahman knew itself to become everything. Just by knowing its own self, Brahman became everything. That is the answer acceptable. If that is the case, what is that Brahman which became everything by knowing itself? Therefore, for which the answer comes in the 10th mantra, which we started with the first mantra. We are still in the first mantra itself. So last class I gave the different how this mantra can be understood otherwise, I said. How this mantra has been understood as it is given in this Upanishad mantra, I am going to tell you today. Okay? generally I explain to you, Brahma, let us read the mantra first. Brahmava idamagra asit. Brahmava idamagra asit. Tad atmanam eva avet. You have to break it there. Brahmava idam agra asit. Brahmava idam agra asit. Tad atmanameva avet. Aham Brahma asmi iti. Tasmat. Tat sarvam abhavat. Tasmat. Tat sarvam abhavat. There is the full stop. Tad yo devanam pratyabudhyata sahayeva tadabhavat atha rishinam tatha manushyanam tadhaitat pashyan rishihi vamadevaha pratipede aham manuho abhavam suryascha iti tadidam api etarhi ya evam veda aham brahma asmi iti saha idam sarvam bhavati tasyah na devascha na abhutya ishate atmahi yesham sabhavati atha yah anyam devatam upaste anyah asau anyah aham asmi iti na saha veda yatha pashuhu evam sa devanam yatha havai bahavaha pashavo manushyam banjuhu evameva evam ekaikaha purushah devan bhunakti ekasminneva pashvadiyamane pashavadiyamane apriyam bhavati kimu bahushu tasmad yesham tannapriyam yadetan manushya vidyuhu. One full mantra simply read. See, we are going to see later on when a person makes efforts to know the Brahman, know the truth. When a person makes efforts to know the truth, the reality implied by the term Brahman, in knowing there will be lots of obstacles. Obstacles will be definitely there. Of course, when you want to achieve something, accomplish something, in every endeavor there will be obstacles. And what about this, the effort of knowing Brahman? In this endeavor of wanting to know Brahman also, definitely there will be lot of obstacles. Pratibandhas. Of course, our own parabdha karma may be responsible, but still sometimes, Upaya is going to give an interesting story for us, tell us the story. that even other devatas will cause obstacles. See, I have come back to teaching, okay? I'm just telling you beforehand, just preparing you. Your other devatas will cause a lot of impediments. Why? Because if a person knows the truth, discovers the truth, and then he is blessed with the vision, Aham Brahma Asmi, then for he is non-separate from Ishvara. He is non-separate from everything else in the world. The one who is non-separate from Ishvara, he is non-separate from everything else in the world also. Aham idam sarvam. Isn't it? We are going to see that Vamadeva Rishi is going to say that. After knowing, I am the Manuhu, I am the animals, I am the trees, I am the human beings, I am everything, I am the whole. Everything I am. There is nothing which is not I am. Isn't it? You say, I am the whole means, and then who you are everything. Then there is no need for you to do worship anymore. Isn't it? See, how long can you worship? How long worship is possible? As long as you are there as a devotee, and there is a devata different from you, deity different from you, and you can worship. Worship is possible. Worshipping means, and you are grateful to devatas, you offer oblations to, you know, through the Agni. So devatas will have food. When you offer oblations, devatas will have food. Isn't it? That's why Bhagavan, Agni is called Havir Bhuk. Why? Because Agni takes all the oblations. Agni is said to be the Deva Mukha also. Because Deva Mukha is a mouth of all the Devas. So Devas enjoy oblations only when we perform rituals, isn't it? Offer oblations, and Devas receive oblations. Suppose now you stop offering oblations because you Aham Brahma Asmi. In Jnanam, you stop performing rituals, you don't offer oblations, and Devas won't get any oblations. Therefore, what happens? Therefore, Devas also, in order to keep you as the offerer of food all the time, you know, Devas are selfish, like, isn't it? Devas also may cause obstacles. But it is going to give such interesting information later on, okay? And there, for such, then, which means what? I am different. The God is different from me, the truth is different from me, the devata is different from me, I am different from the world, I am different from every other devata, I am different from the devata worshipped, I am different from the world. That dvaita jnanam, that bheda jnanam, as long as the knowledge of the difference is there, even worship is possible, offering oblations is possible, isn't it? Then, we are, as long as you offer oblations, Upanishad is using another interesting word, how, you know, we are all like, we are food for devatas. We are like animals for the devatas. In a way. Because you offer oblations, no? So always we are like enslaved beings for devatas. So devatas also may cause obstacles. That is different, it is going to present later on. That we will see later on. But now, what is there in the very beginning? So last class, I took the first sentence in two classes, I think we saw. Brahmava idamagra asit. Tad atmanameva avet. Already we have seen in the previous sentence, Brahma sarvam abhavat. Brahma sarvam abhavat. Brahma became everything we saw in the previous verse. Kim tad brahma avet yasmat tat sarvam abhavat iti. See the ninth mantra. Kim tad brahma avet. What does that brahma know? Yasmat, because of which brahma sarvam abhavat. Brahman became everything. What does that brahma know for it to become everything? So if a person knows Brahman, he becomes everything. So what did Brahma know to become everything? Therefore, so in that context, we raised the objection. The discussion was, Brahman did not know, we can't say Brahman did not know anything at all. We cannot say Brahman knew something other than itself. So the finality said, Brahman knew its own self, thereby it became everything. That answer is given here. Brahmava idamagra asit tad atmanameva avet. Next sentence, tad brahma ஆத்மானம் ஏவ அவேத், பிரம்மன் நோ இட்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஆத்மானமேவ அவேத், பிரம்மன் தன்னையே அறிந்தது. பிரம்மன் நியூ இட்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், பிரம்ம அவேத், பிரம்மன் நியூ வாட் இட் இட் நோ, ஆத்மானமேவ, இட் நியூ இட்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், தேர் பை இட் பிகேம் எவ்ரி திங். விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் வாஸ் நவ் வியர் கோ பேக் டு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் அகெய்ன். பிரம்மவா இதமக்ர ஆசீத். சோ லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் மை ஹோல் அன்ஃபோல்மெண்ட் வாஸ் டு சே This idam means this universe, and this universe was there as before Brahman. That Brahman alone now is in the form of the universe. So two different words are used to say idam jagat tad Brahma. So Brahman and jagat are two different names used in two different conditions. When there is manifestation of the reality knowledge, then this universe is what? Brahman is the form of universe. When there is no manifestation, there is Brahma. Which means, Brahman was, that what I explained last class. Didn't I? That explanation, please remember, for your clarity. Now, what exactly Upanishad gives in this context? This is the actual, the unfolded I gave last class. But what does Upanishad gives in this context? We have to see here. Idam agre பிரம்மவா ஆசீத், இதம் அக்ரே ஆசீத் மீன்ஸ் அக்ரே மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர். சப்போஸ் இஃப் யூ டேக் ஆல் தி உபனிஷத் ஜென்ரலி தி உபனிஷத் ஆல் உபனிஷத் சச் அஸ் பிருஹதாரண்யக சாந்தோக்ய உபனிஷத் ஆர் ஐத்தரேய உபனிஷத் அதர் உபனிஷத் அக்ரே மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர். த வேர்ட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் பிஃபோர் ஆல்வேஸ் மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர் தி கிரியேஷன், பிஃபோர் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் பிகேம் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். That's the meaning. Everywhere, the word agre means what? Before this universe became manifest. Before this universe was created. Before the srishtihi. That's the meaning of the word before, when of the word agre. Isn't it? Agre means before. But here, the agre means before. What he doesn't mean, this the creation. This here, idam here means the jiva. See the next meaning now. The word idam means this jiva. This jiva, this jivatma, the ignorant, no, jivatma was there before, was Brahman. This jiva was before Brahman only. So, idam Brahma Asit means already it's a Mahavakyam. This Jiva which is now here as a ignorant individual, subject to all limitations, was there before as Brahman. Means what? This Jiva is Brahman only. So Upanishad expects us all to have an idea now that we have to assume, we have to think that we are all now Brahma Jnanis. We let us understand, we all have the knowledge now. We all have the vision of the truth. And we know the reality as our own selves. And now if we are Jnanis, means what is the Jnana we have now? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, that knowledge let us imagine that we all have this knowledge, that Aham Brahma Asmi. And if we have this knowledge now, means before this knowledge. So Agre means what? Before the knowledge happened. Before means what? Before the knowledge happened. Understand now? Before the vision arose, before this knowledge happened, which means when there was ignorance, agre in this context. Please remember, I explained to you last class for the sake of helping you understand how the reality implied the term Brahman was. Brahman is always, isn't it? How reality implied by the term Brahman is. Whether there's universe manifest, whether the universe is not manifest, what Brahman is, to make, I made you understand last class. Now, I had to tell you here, Shankara makes it very clear here, the expression agre. Agre means purvam, before. This word before agre, suppose if it comes in any Upanishad, it can be in any other Upanishad, all the Upanishads in general, if you come across this word agre, it always before the universe. Isn't agre brahma asi, it means what? Always you think of before the manifestation of this universe, before this universe was created. Jagataha srishtehe prak prameva asit. This is the meaning we get always, generally. But in this context, agre means before. Before what? Before knowledge happened. Before knowledge, no? Before jnana utpattehe jnana udayasya prak. Udayat prak. Before knowledge happened, what was then, when there was ignorance, which means in ignorance, when there is ignorance, okay, ajnana avasthayam. Okay, before ignorance also, before, when there was ajnanam, before the knowledge took place, until knowledge takes place, what is there? Ignorance. When knowledge takes place, what is there? Jnanam. After knowledge, there is only knowledge. Before knowledge, there is ignorance. Isn't it? And that ignorance, ajnana avasthayam. When there was ignorance, what was there? Brahman alone was there. Brahman alone was there always. But an ajnana avasthayam, what happened? This Brahman alone was there as what in ignorance? As jiva. Brahman alone was there as jiva in ignorance. And after knowledge, Brahman alone is there as Brahma. Got it? I made it very clear. Before knowledge, Brahman alone, before the knowledge took place, ajnana avasthayam, when there was ignorance, Brahman alone was there as the jiva. Which means there's no real jiva. So who was jiva? Jiva was Brahman. Now after jnanam, who is there now? Brahman. Which means Brahman and Jiva are two different names attributed to the one and the only substance, only reality as Jiva and Brahman. Only two different conditions. In Jnana Avastha, when the knowledge takes place, after Jnanam, there is only Brahma. Before Jnanam, Brahman only was there. But as what? As jiva. So in two different conditions, one and only reality gets two different names. Jiva is a name attributed to the same Brahman when there was ignorance. And Brahman is the name attributed to the same reality after jnanam. Which means jiva and Brahma are not two different things. One and the only reality. Only two different names are given. Now, do you see that? Already IQ is established. Already oneness is established. So, Brahmaiva idam idam Brahmaiva asit. Idam Brahmaiva asit means what? This now, idam the jiva, this Brahman alone was there before. Idam Brahmaiva asit. This Brahman alone, now we are all jnanis. Now what is there for us? Only Brahma. Idam Brahma. Is it clear? Do you get what I'm saying? Idam Brahma. See, today I'm teaching, giving a different understanding. Do you see that? Idam Brahma. Now for us, what is there is only Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Aham Sarvam idam aham idam sarvam. I am the whole. All that is there is only Brahma. For us, everything is Brahma here. அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, இதம் சர்வம் பிரம்ம அஸ்தி, அகமிதம் சர்வம், ஐஎம் தி ஹோல், வாட் இஸ் ஒன்லி பிரம்மன். வை? பிகாஸ் ஞானம் இஸ் தேர். இஃப் தெர் இஸ் நாலேஜ், திஸ் மஸ்ட் பி தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். இஃப் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி ஞானம் இஸ் தேர், திஸ் மஸ்ட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், ஆல் தட் இஸ் தேர் இஸ் ஒன்லி பிரம்ம. And with this, and this Brahman alone, which is there when we have in Jnanam, when can you say what is there is only Brahman? In Jnanam. Jnana avasthayam. When there is Jnanam, you can say what is there is only Brahma. For you to say, I am the whole, you must know what is there is only Brahma. And to know what is only Brahma, you must also understand what? I am Brahma asmi. I am the Brahman. And that everything is Brahman. Therefore, I am the whole. This vision is possible only when there is Jnanam. Well, now, what is there for you in Jnanam? In the wake of the knowledge of the truth obtaining as one's own self, isn't it? What is there for you in your perception, in your the perspective change has taken place, change has happened, that you see what is only Brahma. Isn't it? Idam Brahma, this Brahman which alone is there as everything, was there before, understand now, Agre, was there before, as what? Before the knowledge took place, knowledge happened, was there as Jiva. So before Brahman was there as Jiva means what? Before the knowledge took place, when there was ignorance. Avidya avasthayam, ajnana avasthayam, there was jiva. After jnanam, there is Brahma, which means there was no such a thing called jiva separately, which was different from Brahman before. Please understand. Listen, there's nobody, no such a thing called jivaha, which exists other than Brahman. What is before also, what was there? Brahman only. But Brahman was with a different name as Jiva. And what is the reason of that? The condition was what? In ignorance. There was ignorance of the truth. And after knowledge, is it just Jiva go away somewhere? What happens to Jiva? Jiva was not there before. Which before also what was Brahma? After, now also what is Brahman? Before there was a different word. The non-substantial word was there as jiva, in ignorance. Now that word is resolved in Brahman, what is there is only Brahman. So agre indicates what? Before knowledge takes place, when there is ignorance, ajnana avasthayam brahmaiva jivatvena asit. Brahman alone was there as jiva means there is no such a thing called jiva which enjoyed existence independently other than outside of Brahman. Brahman alone was there with a different name. Jiva was a different name attributed to Brahman when there was from the standpoint of ignorance. And after ignorance is, jnanam takes place, when the ignorance is resolved, jnana avasthayam, what is now? Only Brahma. And what does Brahman do to become everything? Nothing. In knowledge, you understand everything is Brahman. Knowing that self-being is only self of everything is becoming everything. Seeing yourself, seeing the self being one and the same, the only self being the self of everything is what? Becoming everything. The wave, which acknowledges its sorupam being water, need not become all the waves. It's already all the waves. Isn't it? Every wave is all the waves. Know how? When the wave discovers the truth of itself being water, and the same, one and the same water being the truth of every other wave, the wave becomes ocean. The wave becomes all the waves. Wave doesn't become, wave is already ocean. Wave is already all the waves. Wave becomes as though becomes, or be not becoming, it is already. very important. That the way become devotion, the wave is already ocean. Wave can never become ocean. Wave is already ocean. But ajnana avasthayam, when there is ignorance, there is a wave. When there is jnanam, it is already water. Means what? It's entire ocean. Doesn't need to becoming, there's no becoming. In fact, Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, the long, vehement Bhashyam, you're going to see later on, at least purely what now, based on this, doesn't need to become. And there was an Acharya called Bhartruprapanchaha, and for him, there's a becoming is important. Becoming. There's no need for becoming something. Already it is. Isn't it? Already there is Brahma. What was Brahma, what is Brahma, what is going to be there forever is also Brahma. Brahmaiva asit, Brahmaiva asti, Brahmaiva bhavishyati. There is only going to be Brahman here. Only thing is, in ajnana avasthayam, only the condition is what? Two different conditions. In jnanam, in ajnanam. In knowledge, there is jiva. Name is jiva for Brahma. So in ajnana, the name is, jiva is the name of a Brahman. In jnanam, Brahman is the name for Brahma. Two different names. There's no difference means what? There's no becoming also. Already it is everything. This already it is everything. It when does it become? When there's in jnanam, Brahman becomes everything. Means everything being Brahman becomes understood, known. This is the important thing we have to remember. Okay? So, agre means before the knowledge takes place. When there is ignorance. So, before implies what? Ajnana avasthayam, jnana udayat prak, what was? Brahman only as jiva. Jnana avasthayam, after knowledge takes place, what is also what? Brahman only. There was nothing other than Brahma before or after. Which means, jiva is Brahman only. So it is indirectly already jiva Brahma aikyam is established. Is it clear? This is what is very important lesson. Because last class I made you understand differently. Do you see that? Hope you remember both. Okay. Brahma va idamagra asit. Don't think I'm simply dragging it. Only once and I'm choosing. It has to become very clear because agre, because this the commentary is written like that. So we had to see that. Brahma va idamagra asit. Tad atmanam eva avet. Tad Brahma Atmanameva Avet. So Brahman knowing by it, knowing its own self, it became everything. Therefore, it's called Sarva Bhavaha. Sarva Bhavaha, Sarva Bhavatva means what? Becoming everything. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi Iti. So who? Now, Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Brahma Eva Avet. Brahman knows itself that Aham Brahma as I am Brahman. Which means, the one who knows Aham Brahma Asmi is also Brahma. Is it? And what is known as Brahman is also what? Brahma. The known is Brahma, the knower is Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi, when you say Brahman knows, means who is the knower here? Who enjoyed the status of being the jiva? Brahma. And who was the knower? Who was the one who wanted to know Brahman? Brahma. And who knew Brahman? Brahma. And what was known? Brahma. The knower was Brahman. The aspiration, desire to know was Brahman. And the known was also Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Brahmaiva Atmanam Avet. ஆத்மானமேவ அவேத் பிரம்ம. தஸ்மாத் சர்வம் அபவத், தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் பிகேம் எவ்ரிதிங். தஸ்மாத் பிரம்ம, தஸ்மாத் சர்வம் அபவத், தேர் பை பிரம்மன் பிகேம் எவ்ரிதிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ, இஸ் நாட் பிகமிங் எவ்ரிதிங், ஜஸ்ட் பை நோ பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி எவ்ரிதிங். பிரம்மன் நீட் நாட் பிகம் எவ்ரிதிங், எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் பிரம்மன் ஒன்லி, பட் நோயிங் இட்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் வென் பிரம்மன், அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, ஐ தி செல்ஃப் ஆம் தி ட்ரூத். When this knowledge takes place, Aham Brahma Asmiti Sarvam Abhavatu, then that way it became everything. So only by Jnanam it became everything means it does not really become everything. It takes ownership of everything being the self. Because there is the knowledge, there is a cognitive appreciation of the self being the self of everything. Isn't it? சர்வம் அபவத். தி ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் எவ்ரி திங் மீன்ஸ் வாட் அவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் இஸ் இட். ஐ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் தட் பர்சன், ஐ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் தட் பர்சன், ஐ வாண்ட் டு இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தட் பர்சன் ஐ வாண்ட் டு மேக் டு டூ அதர் திங்ஸ். சச் ஃபன்னி ஐடியாஸ் கம் இஸ் இட். ஹியர் யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி எவ்ரி திங். எசென்ஷியலி வாட் இஸ் ஒன் அண்ட் தி ஒன்லி ட்ரூத். Essentially, there are not two things are not there. Many things are not there. Essentially, what is only one truth. See, it is very difficult for us to accept the fact the whole, all the forms are non-substantial forms. There's no substance. You know, all the names are what? All the names indicating all the forms are non-substantial forms. The substance is one and the only substance. If I say all these waves and the entire ocean is a non-substantial form minus water. Why? Water is the only substance. Water is the only substance. And use the plural word of waves. The plural word waves is a non-substantial word. The non-substantial innumerable forms are non-substantial forms. The word ocean is non-substantial, the form is non-substantial minus water. It will be difficult to accept. And the example itself difficult means understand the fact what Upanishad tells here. There is the abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which alone is the existence of everything. Implied by the term Brahman is the only substance. The same Brahman is implied by the word Atma, which is the only substance. Here, you know, which is the substance of the substantive I, aham. When you say what is the substance of the substantive I, this reality only substance obtaining in the form of pure consciousness is the substance, isn't it, for the word I, and the same substance for the word universe. The same substance for any substantive. Any form indicated by any substantive, actually the actual substance is Brahma. This, what is the self? Understand, no? When I say self, that's why the word self is the truth of I of everything is what? Reflexive pronoun. That's why Atma is a reflexive pronoun. There is no second thing. The truth of I obtaining in this body or that body and everyone's thing is what? One the same. The only substance, whether we like it or not, there is no second substance. Minus the reality implied by the term Brahma, the universe is what? Non-substantial form. Word indicating a non-substantial form, which means it is as good as non-existent. So every form here, every being here which forms part of the Jagat is what? Brahma. Therefore, one should discover this substance being one and the same as the substance of the substantive I, you can understand everything is this only substance. The self is the only self of every being. Then you can say what? It is called becoming everything. Do you really become everything? No. Everything is already you. Was there Jiva? No. Jiva was already Brahma. Therefore, idam agre asit, we said. So by knowing Brahman, as it said here, aham Brahma asmi iti atmanam eva avet. I the self am Brahman. The all-pervasive, limitless reality. Into the term Brahman, aham asmi. So Brahman anyo, new. By knowing what happened, tasmat, therefore, that is how, tat sarvam abhavat, that is how that became everything. Tat, that, sarvam abhavat, that became everything. Now you know the word, at least pronouns are useful here, understanding, isn't it? Little Sanskrit knowledge is helpful now. Tat, sarvam, tat abhavat, that became everything. Now, having said this, now Upanishad is going to continue here. Yo yo devanam pratyabuddhyata sa eva tad abhavat. One sentence, first sentence. Yo yo devanam pratyabuddhyata. Of all the devas also, even the devas, you know, the higher, whoever discovered this fact, abuddhyata, pratyabuddhyata, prati abuddhyata, pratyabuddhyata. Whoever had this wisdom, whichever deva had this wisdom, whichever deva had this vision, whoever discovered this truth, the reality implied by the term Brahman as the truth of one's own self. See, whether deva discovers, you discover, I discover, whoever says, no, this, the, one has discovered, which means the discovery of the truth is what? Discovery of one's own self. The truth can never be discovered as an object. Whoever has discovered the truth, they must have discovered the truth as the truth of one's own self. And so here he says, yaha yaha devanam pratyabuddhyata, whichever deva has discovered this truth as the truth of one's own self, thereby was understood the fact that everything is Brahma, saha eva tadabhavat, and that person also what now? Becomes everything. Who has discovered this Brahman as one's own self, one's real self, and discovers Brahman being the self of everything. See, discovering the fact of the only self being the self of everything is becoming everything. Discovering the truth, obtaining as one's own self, the discovering this only self being the self of everything is becoming everything. See, becoming everything means somewhere some itching, isn't it? We don't know really exactly what is meant by saying becoming everything. You cannot become already your everything. The problem is becoming everything means how, no, the cat becomes dog. Something like that, no? I had to become something, no? The discovering how you essentially you are everything. For which you see, you should see you are already the truth. Thereby you can understand the fact that everything is already the truth. Is it clear? Is it clear or not? I assume you are all clear. It's clear. So, yo yo devanam pratyabuddhyata saha eva tad abhavat. Then next, he is going to rishis. So not only the human being, even the devas who were discovered, they became everything. Atha, then, atharshinam. You break the sentence. Atha, rishinam. Rishinam. Even among the rishis, the rishis are the people who had the subtle facts revealed to them. And even those rishis, they would have had lots of subtle facts within the realm of the world revealed to them. Thereby they had the status of being the seers of much subtler facts, are called rishis. And even those people, when they, for them also, this reality of the whole, the only substance or the substantive universe, when they had a vision of the truth as the very self, and even rishis, no, they become everything. So rishinam tatha manushyanam. See, devanam, rishinam, manushyanam. For anybody, one becomes everything. How? By knowing one's own self, being the self of everything. Rishinam, devanam, now you say manushyanam. Manushyanam, tad ha ye tat. Okay, in manushyanam. So even the human beings, whoever, yaha yaha means whoever. When one yaha comes, ratti ponun, he who. Yaha yaha means what? Whoever. First it comes yaha yaha, devanam, yaha yaha, rishinam, yaha yaha, manushyanam. Whoever among the rishis, whoever among the devas, whoever among the human beings knows this Brahman as the truth to this, as one's own self. Whoever has discovered Brahman being one's own self and discovers the fact of the self being one and the same of all the beings and everything, thereby they become everything. Is it clear now how to become everything? Becoming everything is called sarvatma bhavaha. Sarvatma bhavaha means one's own self being the self of all the beings. Sarvatma bhava. It's cognitive. Absolutely pure it is cognitive. Which means your already eye sense is shifted from the body. Eye sense is resolved in the consciousness. Isn't it? You see the fact. Then you can see there's no being which is not Brahman, the reality. Different ways of understanding, isn't it? That's why in other Upanishads we understood existence of anything presupposes knowledge. That knowledge is basically originally the reality. Anyway, so here, saha eva tad abhavat atha rishinam, then tatha manushyanam, afterwards, tad ha ye tat pashyan. That means that ye tat pashyan. Ye tat pashyan rishihi. Ye tat pashyan rishihi means, here is the rishi, name of the rishi is mentioned here. First it was said, whoever among the rishis knows this truth, obtaining as one's own self, discovers the fact of the self being everything. Thereby he becomes everything. Now he says, this etat pashyan rishihi, this rishihi Vamadevaha, known by the name Vamadevaha, rishihi Vamadevaha pratipede aham manuhu abhavam suryaha cha iti. See, pashyan etat pashyan rishihi. This Rishi Vamadevaha, Upanishad mentions the name of one Rishi. This Rishi Vamadevaha, who sees the truth, Pashyan. Rishihi, Yetat Pashyan Rishihi, Parthukondirikkindra. When we say, the Rishi who seeing the truth. No, the Rishi who seeing the truth means what? Not through physical eyes. Who recognizes this subtlest abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness being the truth of I, the source of I, thereby was discovered this consciousness, by the term Brahman, being the only truth of the self of all the beings. This Rishi, Pashyan Rishihi, what he says, aham pratipede aham manuhu abhavam aham suryaha cha. Oh, I am the sun, I am the manu. I became manu, I have become the sun. Means what? It is not simply saying, I am the sun, I became the sun means what? Aham suryaha abhavam. Do you see, it's all for you to really see the fact, to be with the teaching, isn't it? Aham suryaha abhavam. Aham manuhu abhavam. I became the manu. I became the sun. Means what? Oh, you didn't become a sun. You're sitting here. You say, suppose if I say, I have become everything. I become the board. I become the television. I become the wall. I become the door. Means you'll ask. No, you're sitting here, the sofa. How do you become everything? It is not physically becoming, okay? Already seeing the fact, this television, this wall, this window, these people in front of me, every being who is in front of me, or at the back, everybody, even though different forms, the different names, with different attributes, with different nature and all that, essentially what? Everything is one and the only reality. And how can I appreciate this fact? Only when you discover this, what this I is. Isn't it? There's no way, because I is the subtlest of the manifestations. And you have to see that what is subtler than the I. The source of I is subtler than that. From the standpoint of you, what you discover as the truth of I, you see everything. Everything is essentially the same reality only. So he says, evam pratipede aham manuhu abhavam, I became manu, suryaha abhavam, I became sun. Means what? Not becoming sun. The expression of one's appreciation of one's own self being the self of everything. Is it clear? When Rishi says, I became that, I became this, means it's an expression of one's appreciation of the one's own self being the self of everything. One's own truth being the truth of everything. It is not physically becoming. When you say, the Pope is telling me, you're sitting here means what? Which you are talking about? You say, you're sitting here on the sofa, you can't become everything. Yes. What are you talking about? Which self you're talking about? That's very important. If I say, I have to say, I am everything, I should say. How can you be everything? You are sitting there. Yes, the physical body, from the standpoint of physical body, you can say you are sitting there. The standpoint of the truth of I, everything is already what? Brahma. Who it said, is it clear? So, Rishi, we have to put the full stop there and start here. Yetat pashyan rishihi vamadevaha pratipede aham manuhu abhavam suryaha cha. I became sun and also became sun iti. Just two words are mentioned, I became manu and I became sun, which means I became everything. I became everything means what? I am already everything. I have become everything means I am already everything. Isn't it? No wave becomes water. No ocean becomes water. Already ocean is water. Every wave is water. When similarly, everything is already Brahma. The whole Jagat is Brahma. When you discover you are Brahma and you understand that Brahman being self of everything, for you everything is Brahma. Then you can say what? It's called Sarvatma Bhavaha, seeing oneself being the self of everything. Okay. Na saha idam sarvam bhavati. Oh, almost does that. Tadidam api ya evam veda aham brahma asmi iti. Again, yaha evam veda. The one who knows in this manner. Yaha evam veda. Whoever knows in this manner, evam veda, what? Aham brahma asmi iti. Okay? I, the self, am essentially the all-pervasive, limitless reality obtaining in the form of consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. I, the self, am Brahma, limitless reality. Iti, one who knows in this manner, Saha, that person, Idam Sarvam Bhavati. He becomes this entire universe. Idam Sarvam Bhavati. He becomes everything here. One becomes everything. Saha Idam Sarvam Bhavati. So Bhavati means he is, the word Bhavati also means is. You know that? So Sarvam Bhavati means he is everything. Not he become, the word Bhu, to become, it also means what? To be. The root Bhu has a very tricky root. It means to become, to be. So, Idam Sarvam Bhavati means he is everything. So, becoming everything means what? Recognizing the fact of truth of being everything is becoming as though becoming everything. Tadidamapyetarhi yaha evam veda aham brahma asmi iti saha idam sarvam bhavati tasyaha na devascha na abhutya ishate na bhutya ishate. For such a person, even devas cannot do anything. Devas cannot deprive him of any problems, any pleasure, any prosperity. No devas can deprive him of any prosperity. Which means, they are not able, even devas are not able to do any harm to him. They can't do anything. Once you have discovered the fact, as a wise person, where there is wisdom, nothing can cause any problems for you. Isn't it? See, nothing in the universe, including all the devatas, all the devas, nobody can do any harm to the wise person. This fact is very clear. Atma hi yesham sahabhavati. Why? Because, why devas cannot do any harm to this person? Because Atma hi yesham sahabhavati. This person becomes, person means what? This person, the self of this person becomes self of all the devas. How, isn't it? One's own self being the self of all the devas, how can devas do any harm to the self? Their own self. Why devas na ishate, why devas are not capable of doing any harm to this person? Because this person is the self of, this person's self is self of all the devas. Got it? If you really understand, you will really love it. If you have not understood it, it's the most boring session. What it is meant here. It can be most interesting thing, at the same time most boring also, depending upon how you see it. Okay. So here, Atmahi Yesham Sahabhavati. Atmahi Yesham Sahabhavati. He becomes, he is the self of all, everything. Athaha, next sentence, a full stop. See, Upanishad, they won't put full stop, okay? You have to have, see, he's got the full stop there. Do you get the full stop now? That's why I'm stopping everywhere. Put the line there. There's a style of the Upanishad. Not having full stop again is a style of the Upanishad. Atha yaha anyam devatam upaste anyaha asau anyaha aham asmi iti na saha veda. Now Upanishad tells, you know, the person yaha anyam devatam upaste. He who worships the devata, considering it to be different from one's own self. Seeing another, any devata, any deity, being different from one's own self. seeing the difference, which means when one can see the difference in ignorance, being ignorant of the self, thereby once you are ignorant of your the self means what? When you are ignorant of Brahman, ignorant of the truth, you are ignorant of yourself, isn't it? Your own self. When you are ignorant of yourself, naturally you cannot look at yourself as everything. You can look at only yourself as what? In Ajnana Avasthayam. That is why Upanishad started with what? Before Ajnanam also, before Jnanam takes place, when there is ignorance, the Jiva, Brahman alone was there as Jiva. After Jnanam, what now? There is Brahman. That's why he says here now, in this context it is said here, Yaha yaha anyam devatam upaste. Whoever is ignorant of the self, ignorant of the truth. Being ignorant of the truth means being ignorant of the self, and one definitely one cannot look at oneself as everything. Oneself being, one cannot appreciate the fact of one's own self being everything. When a person cannot appreciate one's own self being the self of everything, naturally, looking at one's own self as a limited individual being, and he can look at every other being as what? Different from one's own self. Isn't it? Therefore, in seeing being different like that, when one sees the devata being different from one's own self, and then he is a worshipper, the devata is the worshipped. There is a worshipped difference between the ignorant individual and the devata. Isn't it? There is difference. So, that's it. Here, the upasaka, upasya, bheda will be there. Upasaka, upasya, bheda. Worshipper, worshipped, difference will be there. Then I am the worshipper, I am worshipping the devata, the worshipped devata is different from me. Seeing aham anyaha, that's what you said here. Yaha anyam devatam upaste. Thinking what? Anyaha asau, this devata is different. Anyaha ahamasmi, I am different from the worshipped, I am the worshipper, different from the worshipped devata. Devata worshipped is different from me. With this understanding, one who is a person who does not know the truth, who worships. Na saha veda, he does not know. Whoever worships in this manner, thinking that I am different from the devata, devata is different from me, I am the worshipper and the worshipped is different from me, that person does not know the truth. Na saha veda. He does not know. He does not know. We are only reading the mantras. We have not yet seen the Shankara's commentary. That we had to wait for next week. I could move on from first mantra to the rest of the mantras today. And next class we'll see the what is the commentary on this mantras, very little meaning. We'll see the commentary on this 10th mantra again in the next class. That is literally we have to understand. Okay. Now he says, Na saha veda. See, please understand, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is made very clear that person is ignorant. That does not mean, all our forms of worship, our worship is useless. That's why I'm saying, Sanatana Dharma has to be understood from all the aspects, different aspects. There is a purpose. What is worship? Why do we need to worship? Why there is a worship difference? Why we temples? Why murtis? There's a different purpose. But we should not get stuck there. We have to see the most profound meaning behind all this, the worship involving duality. It's not for us to negate everything as use or something. But Upanishad says, in jnanam, definitely there is no worshipped difference. Until jnanam, you need everything, isn't it? That's a different thing. That's why, because studying Vedanta, it's all useless. We be very careful, okay? understanding Sanatana Dharma means you should validate everything what you are doing also. I have to pay at time, spend time here to say we have to learn to validate everything that is being done. But still, it is ignorance. Saha na veda yaha na, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Definitely there is ignorance. Yaha atha yaha anyam devatam upaste. So, in fact, worship should culminate in the vision of the truth, the self being the only self of everything. In fact, that is the highest form of worship, the worship, isn't it? There is no... If you see yourself being Brahma, and thereby you see everything else being yourself, your own self, Sarvatma Bhavaha is there, that is the highest form of worship. Upanishad is going to say that. So he says, Anyam Devatam Upaste, one who worships other deity, other than the self, if worship something else. Worshipping one's own self means what? Worshipping one's own self means seeing the fact of the self being the only self of everything is for self-worship. Jnanam is the Atma Aradhanam, Atma Pujanam, isn't it? Jnanam. So, Anyam Devatam Upaste means what? Anyaha Aso Aham Anyaha Aham. Anyaha Aso Anyaha Aham Asmi. I am different. This Devata is different from me. Thinking on he worships, Na Saha Veda. That person does not know. He says, Yatha Pashuhu Evam Sa Devanam. Such a person becomes what? What do we do? Pashuhu means animal, isn't it? So, Pashuhu usually is offered. No, Pashuhu offered means not a killing or anything, I'm not talking. Sometimes any offering is also Pashuhu. And you become offering for Devas. In ignorance, you become offering for Devas. In knowledge, you are the self of the Devas. If you are self of the Devas, you are not harmed. If you are offering for Devas, you will be subject to all afflictions. Yathahavai, Upanishad is explaining, Bahavaha Pashavaha Manushyam Bujjuhu Evameva Evam Ekaikaha Purushaha Devan Bhunakti Ekasmineva Pashavadiyamane Apriyam Bhavati Kimu Bahushu Tasmad Esham Tanna Priyam Yadetan Manushya Vidyuhu. The rest of the mantra we'll read next class. So today, where we stop, the person who sees the Devata as something different from one's own self, and he sees himself being different from the Devata, and the worshipper worshipped a difference is there, means definitely there's a worship involving duality. Sahana Veda. He is ignorant of the truth. That's the point I stop. When you discover so what Upanishad emphasizes here is it is one need not become everything, one cannot become everything, already one's own self is everything. Essentially everything is one, all are one. Relatively, superficially, isn't it? All seem to be many. So you have to go beyond one's perception. You have to beyond one's experience. You have to see more than what our eyes see. And to see that alone, we have what? Upanishad. Isn't it? So here, What I explained for last week, two classes and this class. Let's see the difference. Agre, Brahmava idam agra asit. This word agre, agra asit, should be taken agre asit means this agre does not mean before the creation. For your understanding, for the purpose of, for the sake of helping you understand, last class I explained differently. But please understand that this word expression agre does not mean like other Upanishads. You know, in Chandogyam Upanishad, the Raitriya Upanishad and other Upanishads and all, the word agre always means what? Before the creation. But here, before the knowledge takes place, which means when there is ignorance, when there is a state of ignorance, in Ajnana Avastha, that what is there as Jiva, another than Brahma. In Jnana Avastha, there is no Jiva, isn't it? Only Brahma, when you say, what was also Brahma. So this statement already establishes what? Jiva Brahma Swarupa Aikyam. All is a preparation. So Brahma Asmiti still is going to come back. Again, this Mahavakyam is going to come. We'll see in the next class. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.